Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope everybody's doing well. Today, the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Job 22, 1 through 24, 12, Psalm 105, 16 through 27, Proverbs 21, 25, and 26, and 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13 through chapter 10, verse 5. Today, our focal passage is going to be 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, which says, I know who I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what he has committed to him against that day. Today, our daily fire saying is going to be, when I repent and believe and come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he receives me and I am cleansed in his precious blood. Today we're going to be talking about salvation is not speculation. The genius who made the first electric dynamo, Michael Faraday, was not only a master of all the sciences, but was also a Christian. In 1867, when he was dying, his friends asked him what his speculations about life after death were. Speculations? He asked in surprise. Speculations? I have none. I am resting on certainties. Faraday's favorite Bible verse was, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. He had no reservations about biblical truth. Some people argue that it is presumptuous to declare that we are saved, but that is false modesty in light of such spiritual evidence. When Christ confronts you with a question of your need, you should not respond, I have many questions. I want to have my questions answered and to give my view of salvation. Instead, we must repent and believe. Being saved is not a casual experience, something that you would hardly notice. When you repent and believe and come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he receives you and you are cleansed in his precious blood. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are after and afar off, as many as the Lord will, our God will call. Acts 2, 38 and 39. Take these two statements made by Jesus himself. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. John 6:37 and Luke 19:10. Which means that when you trust in Christ, when you trust in Jesus, when you choose to follow him for the gift of salvation, he honors it. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many precious blessings. And we're thankful, Father, for the blessing and privilege of salvation. We're thankful, Father, that you made that possible through the blood that was shed, that cleanses us and washes us whiter than snow, and forgives all of our sins, past, present, and future. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at these scriptures back again that we talked about today. 2 Timothy 1:12, Acts 2, 38 and 39, John 6:37, and Luke 19:10, and keep these two questions in mind. Do I have certainties or do I have speculations? Two, if you have speculations, what are you speculating? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.